Hey, Tom, have you seen the latest studies on how social media impacts our communication skills?
Oh, absolutely, Emma. It's fascinating and a bit concerning. I've read that it's making people more connected but less capable of having deep face-to-face conversations.
I couldn't agree more. It seems like we're always glued to our phones, even when we're with friends. It's like we're physically together but mentally somewhere else.
Exactly. And the worst part is how people misunderstand each other because of the lack of tone and body language in text messages. It's easy to misinterpret what someone means.
You're totally right. Emojis help a little, but they're not a perfect substitute for real facial expressions and voice intonations. And sometimes, even with emojis, it's hard to tell if someone's being sarcastic or serious.
I think so too. And don't you feel like social media also creates pressure to always present a perfect life? Like everyone's posting about their amazing vacations or their perfect meals.
That's a good point, Tom. It's exhausting to always try to look happy online, even when we're not. I think it makes people feel like they're not doing enough if their life doesn't look like what others post.
I couldn't agree more. Plus, it can make people feel isolated when they compare themselves to others. Like, everyone seems to be doing better, but in reality, they're just showing the highlights.
Absolutely. And I think the pressure to constantly post about our lives makes us focus more on how things look on the outside than on how we feel on the inside.
Yeah, it's like we're so busy trying to curate the perfect image that we forget to enjoy the moment. But I guess social media does have its positive side too.
True. It's a great way to stay in touch with people who are far away. Like I can talk to my cousins in another country, and it feels like they're right here with me.
I agree with you there. It helps us keep connected with friends and family we might not see often. I think that's one of the best parts of it.
Exactly. But I do think we need to find a balance. Social media can be awesome when used the right way, but too much of it can hurt our real-world relationships.
I think you're right. It's all about moderation. If we spend too much time scrolling, we miss out on the real connections we could be making face-to-face.
Definitely. It's important to be aware of how much time we're spending online and make sure we're still nurturing our offline relationships.
Yeah, balance is everything. Social media has its perks, but it's not a substitute for real human interaction.
I couldn't agree more. I think we just need to be more mindful about how we use it so it doesn't take over our lives.
Absolutely. As long as we don't let it replace meaningful conversations and experiences, it can be a great tool for staying connected with the people we care about.
Exactly. It's all about using it wisely.
Question number one. What is the main topic of Emma and Tom's conversation? Number two. What does Tom think about social media's impact on face-to-face conversations? Number three, what does Emma say about emojis? Number four, how does Tom feel about the pressure to present a perfect life on social media? Number five, what positive aspect of social media does Emma mention? Number six, what does Tom suggest is the key to using social media effectively? Number seven, what does Emma think about being glued to phones while with friends? Number eight, what does Tom say about misunderstandings in text messages? Number nine, what does Emma agree with Tom about? Number 10. What do both characters agree is important when using social media?